Welcome to another episode of Keeping It 99, Localize It. Today we got a really, really special guest. We have Rob Runt on. Rob Runt, the frontman of a band called Runt. Guess where they got the name from? Or did he get the name from the band? Oh shit, my mind is blown. Give me a second. He also fronted for a band called 13 Faces with dudes from the band Spawn from back in the day. If you're young and you're listening to this and you're like, I don't even know what that means, fuck you, man. Like, Google. Google, like, Spawn, Akron band. You'll see the bass player dude from 13 Faces and Kria Diaz, who is a band that has Dave Felton, a.k.a. Gravy, who was the guitar player for Runt. See the fucking dots? Do you see the dots? And I can tell you this right now, Runt had some of the hardest, dopest pits I've ever been in. Go see Runt at a Schnout with Schnauzer or Runt with 216, and you're fucking ruined for like a week. And I was a teenager. I was a young teenager. Young and virile. Vitamins. I was young, and I was going to these shows, and I was walking out with bruises on my chest, fucking just black eyes, blood coming out of body parts. Legit. When I first tried my hand when I was a teenager at being in a metal band, we did this thing we were building a website. This is like 99.
Keeping It 99.
And we're building a website and we had to do these little bios and Tripp's like asking me like, who's your influences? The first name I said was Rob Runt. The way this man can control a crowd. We've talked about Rob on the show many a times. We don't really know each other that well, so this is going to be exciting for me too. I'm going to try not to fanboy out a little bit. But now I've had Reverend Jim on from Cold Hand of Christ. Someone lost their sense of humor. The wedding's off. If I can just get Jason Popson, then I'm done. I can stop podcasting forever. The local Cleveland metal guy in me be complete. That's like the tri-fucking-fecta. And shit, dude, we've had Wally Howe from NDE. NDE was like, put them on my personal 1990s Mount Rushmore Cleveland metal. For me, they'd be on there. They'd be on there. Schnauzer gets its own mountain. Rest in peace, Kanye. Let's call Rob Runt today and see what Rob is going to be picking. Oh, I mean, you know it's Spud Monsters. I know it's the Spud Monsters. Let's see if he actually answers, shall we? I like Spud Monsters. They're a good band. Has anybody ever heard? Have you ever heard Run Devil Run? I don't even know why I just asked that. You cannot answer back. I am recording. I legitimately just asked, like, expecting like to hear in my headphones, like, oh yeah, Don Foos, like he guy from Spud Monsters. Yeah, he also sang for Run Devil Run. Yeah, you're right. You saw him at Peabody's. I don't know why I expected to hear that back. Quarantine's made me lonely. Let's call it Rob Runt. So did sweat dying from my head. Big
dang control day is line from me. Keeping It 99 presents Localize It with your host, Eric Eagle. Believe everything that you got, it's not so kidding me. You're bossing for that ship.
Ring-a-ding, ding-a-ding, ding-a-do, ring-a-ding. He ain't gonna answer. Rob ain't gonna answer. What if he doesn't answer?
Hello?
Rob! Hello?
Who is this?
This is Eric from the Keeping It 99 podcast.
Oh, what's up, dude?
Ah, what's up, brother? How you doing?
Doing good. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. Sitting in my car podcasting with Rob Runt right now. I'm as good as anybody could ever fucking be doing, bro.
Eric, Eric, you are the man. Thank you for doing this.
Dude, thank you for doing this, man. Honestly, we've talked about you. You've been like a character almost on our podcast for like 4 years, dude.
So when are you going to have me on? I mean, seriously, like
as soon as this shit is over, I am down. I am so fucking so excited about
before this happened.
Before this happened, we've been around. We've been doing this in the car in Akron.
You've never asked me.
We never really ask anybody. We just kind of like, we're like this.
How do you have entertainers on your show, but you never ask them? Don't lie to me, dude. Okay,
so we've had like 5 people on the show. They've just been on a few times, and it's been a thing where like they hit us up like, hey, like I ain't doing shit that day. So we're like, yeah, works out great.
Dude, I was in Akron trying to order food, recording Grunt stuff, and you still didn't ask me.
I'm blaming Grant on that one, because at that time frame, he wasn't doing any podcasting. Like, I think he, like, switched jobs over or some shit.
Yeah, but what about you? It takes two, dude.
I know. I don't like doing podcasts without him, like, when we're, like, actually have people in person.
Grant's awesome, dude. He's like, he's so hardcore.
So what we're doing with these daily shows is we're talking to musicians that have been around the scene for, you know, however long, to pick a band from Northeast Ohio or Cleveland, Akron, wherever, past or present, to play on the show. And you came up with an awesome fucking band.
West Flood Monsters.
Yes.
Dude, they are, I gotta tell you, Foose, Kanya, Popson, they are my idols, my little Supermans, my little comic books.
Yes.
When I started out, and it was so great, because when we first started out, when Rem first started out, the drummer, Emery, he was still in the band Ritual, which is huge over in Europe. So I went to their band practice. Their band practice was above a gay bar in Lakewood called Legends. This was like late 90s. So I go there, and I'm supposed to meet everybody there. This is like one of our first band practices. And I can't get in because it's locked. So I go in the gay bar. Let me tell you something. This gay bar has these drawn portraits of basically men that look like Tom Selleck.
Oh, nice.
Hairy chest, porno stash. Yeah. So I go walking into this club, and you see everybody perk up like they're looking at me like steak. Okay. I have no business being there. Okay. So I can't get into upstairs. Finally, I go out of the gay bar, and Emery's standing there. I go running up to him. I grab him, and he's like, what's up, dude? Let's go up there. So we go up to the practice spot, and on one side is Ritual. The other side is Spud Monsters. I've only seen these guys, like, at clubs. I've seen them at shows and stuff. I never hung out with them.
Mm-hmm.
I go up there, and on their side, there's 355-gallon garbage cans full of empty beer cans. I'm like, oh my God, are you serious? And they're like, yeah, you know, we had a show here the other night. I'm like, you had a show here? This place is as big as a closet. Both practice spots. Like, you cannot fit anybody in. How they had this much beer or that many people, I have no fucking clue. So it was awesome just to meet these guys. Now later, you know, we're gaining some momentum and stuff like that. We're doing a show with the Spud Monsters at the Fantasy, and they're introducing Run Double Run. This time! Which, yeah, you know, was awesome.
That was Don Foose. That was Don Foose was in that band too, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, you know, and I had the flu that day, but there was a radio station there doing interviews and stuff, and I had the flu. Like, I was on the verge of throwing up. I did everything I could. The person interviewing us was lame. Basically, the last question they asked us was what was your favorite ice cream?
That's a really good question.
Oh, wow.
And I almost like just like picked my ass and just shoved it in the lady's mouth. I was, are you kidding me? So I'm on stage, third song in, I can't do it anymore. I even asked before we went on stage, said, do you have a bucket or anything to give me a pitcher, an empty pitcher of beer? Oh, great, awesome. So third song in, get done with it, I got to puke. And I just start throwing up into this pitcher, but I forgot that I had the mic in my hand. So I got both hands on my knees, and I just start throwing up in this pitcher. So all you hear through the PA is, rah! Rah! I'm just throwing up. Everything is silent, and you hear the crowd just start laughing, screaming, crying. After I get done filling up this thing, of course, I call them the Runt fans, the mob, because they have no filter, they don't stop. They start yelling, come on, Rob, you pussy, come on, Rob. And I just grab the mic. I'm like, look, the next person that tells me to do anything is getting a face full of this pitcher. And the first three rows of the fantasy start trying to run backwards with their elbows.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, I've never seen a crowd trying to run away from a stage. I was just not having it. So I finish up the set, you know, I go home, blah, blah, blah. Skip ahead a few years. I'm doing 13 faces. And we sell out Peabody's, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And Dwid from Integrity is running hospitality at Peabody's. And he's like, so what do you guys want? I'm like, what are you talking about? And he goes, what do you want? You want, like, you know, beer, water? I'm like, oh, I'll take a picture of Pop. And he goes, no, dude, you don't get it. You've sold out Peabody's. What do you want? I'm like, five glasses? And he looks at me, he goes, Rob, are you being serious? He goes, we'll get you Subway, we'll get you a steak, we'll get you a few cases of beer.
Right.
I'm like, straws? He's like, all right, shut up, I'm not even going to talk to you. Yeah, so we do the 13 Faces show, like we sell out all our CDs, most of our merch, and I'm sitting there just kind of like, taking it all in after the show, everybody's gone. Out of my peripheral comes Foos, Don Foos, one of my idols. He goes, hey, man, great show. I go, dude, did you see it? He goes, dude, I was here all night. I go, are you fucking serious? He goes, dude, one of my favorite stories is you at the Fantasy. He goes, I've never seen anybody scare a crowd like you did. I'm like, I wasn't trying to, because I know. He goes, that's the magic of you. He goes, that's why you're awesome. I'm like, are you kidding me? He goes, no, dude. He goes, you did great. He goes, like, I even bought a CD. I'm like, I'll give you one. He goes, nope, bought it. Awesome. Yeah, but Foos, the Spud Monsters, like Popson, Kanye, Schnauzer, 216, Unified Culture.
Yeah.
All of that was like what I was born into.
Right. Yes,
you know what I mean?
Before I called you, I was talking on the podcast about how having you on the show is a big deal for me, because a couple of weeks ago I had Reverend Jim from Cold Hand of Christ
on this show.
And when I first started going to metal shows, it was all Cleveland bands. And out of those people, like Kanye, Reverend Jim, Jason Popson, and I was talking about them. You were up there on my Mount Rushmore of the Cleveland metal singers. When I first started a band, I had to do a bio on my website about who my influences were, and the first name I said was Rob Runt.
Get out of here.
Nope, I shit you not.
What? Did we just become best friends?
Yep. 100% true. I was like, Rob Runt.
I'm not even tall.
You look tall on them old Peabody stages. You were taller than me then, you know, while you were on stage. But you had an energy to you that was just undeniable. Like, there is no way that you could go to see a band like 13 Faces or Runt without knowing that it was just going to be pure insanity. Like, the moment that you would get on stage, you were so locked in to where it wasn't even like you were like a regular person now. You were just in charge of what was going to be like a chaotic 35 minutes of just mayhem. And so, yeah, like that time frame, that scene, like I totally get it. Like I've been joking for years about trying to get Jason Popson on the show. And I'm just like I've written songs about getting him on the podcast. And like, and I'm just like, I was like, I would probably scare the shit out of that guy if I were to ever actually talk to him, because I would be like, so Unified Culture, the Pitch Black Forecast, you know, like every single thing, even like the absentee on the fucking Melvins records or the Altar Boys, 216, which is to me just one of the greatest fucking bands to ever come out of Cleveland. Like everything that dude does, I was like, I would nerd out on him so hard that he would just hang up the phone.
Oh, right. Like, you know, like when I first started playing with them and stuff, like he's gone, like, you could say I'm like Napoleon, because I would keep a hand behind my back when I'd be bouncing around. And
yeah.
Saying, you know, so he's like, you're like Napoleon. I'm like, really? Short jokes, dude? Really? Really? I'm sorry I don't have your hairline. Or it's your stature, or your good looks, or your bedroom eyes, but you're calling me short? Thanks.
And that smooth voice. He's got a smooth, sexy voice, too. A player, the Mac, the mayor. Fuck your rhymes, so you'll make it wanna
say yeah. Yeah, Pam. He does.
He's like, yeah, hey. Oh, he's too perfect. He's too fucking perfect.
But, like, Cold Hand of Christ, I loved it. One time, it was Cold Hand of Christ. I think it was Runt, Schnauzer, Mushroom Head, the Agora Theater, and Cold Hand of Christ. The whole band dressed up like South Park. So, and we were after them. So when we were doing Devil Child, Reverend Jim comes out. He's dressed up like Chef. So I got this huge ass Chef, you know, screaming Devil Child with me. It was awesome. I loved it.
Oh, I wish I could have been at that one.
Oh, dude, it's. I guess I made my own mess, and I don't mind living in it, but damn, it's fun, man. You have fun with it. You really do. And to have someone like Don Foos come up and say, like, dude, you're awesome, I can live with that. Dude, they just went overseas a year ago, and I'm watching him. He ran from the stage all the way around. It was kind of set up like the Odeon.
Yeah.
And he ran around the top balcony, jumps off. Just jumps off. Lays right into the crowd.
How?
Dude is just he's just amazing. He's indestructible.
He's a machine. He's a vegan. I need to go vegan. That's what I need to do. I need to yoga more and vegan.
Like just seeing them do what they do is just like unreal to me. And as far as Popson goes, I seriously want to talk to him about doing a cover of Faith No More, Surprise You Dead.
Oh, he would do it.
Oh yeah, have him doing the rap part, me doing the screaming part on the next Runt album.
There's no way.
That'd be so awesome.
There's no way that Popson would say no, and there's no way that Popson doesn't already know every fucking Mike Patton song in the world.
I'm a big fan, dude. I'm a big fan.
Same here. Same here.
Thanks for having me on.
Dude, thank you for being on. And once again, like, a great fucking pick. You picked,
Yeah, take out the trash! It's garbage night!
This is some way back classic Cleveland shit. Some Spud Monsters picked by Rob Runt. Rob, thank you so much for answering the phone today, dude. We will definitely get you on. We'll have to make it like a four-parter, dude. It will... Because I will definitely be nerding out and picking your brain.
Oh, you'll love it, man. Thank you. Tell Grant, I love him. He's awesome. You're awesome. And thank you very much for having me, man.
Thank you, man. You have a good one.
You too. All right. Stay safe.
You too.
Dan, did you do what I taught you this morning? Dan, I taught you to throw the carpets out. Dan! Dan! Take the garbage out!
Take off the bill.